Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
No, I gotta wait for my little cue to come in here. No, you gotta keep it up there, guy. Keep it up. Gotta keep it rolling with me. All right, now hang on a second. Cue. Here we go. All right, GCN. All right, here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and hopefully so are you. Folks, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Facebook, check us out there. Downloads, uploads, pictures, what's going on with the Sons of Liberty and the such. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or, friends, if you'd like to be my personal friend, you can do that. Or go to my fan page, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, two different pages. Phone lines are, they are accessible today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, one more thing. I'm going to rewind just a little bit. If you're also active on the Twitter account, you can also go there as well, which is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. That is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And before I say why is that, Mr. Other Guy, we got Chase calling in from the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, yesterday I had shared, actually it was the day before yesterday, I was actually talking about a case out of Michigan, Rose, Michigan, where a eighth grader was molested by a pedophile named Neil Erickson, who was just sentenced to 15 to 30 years in prison. I'd actually told my listeners out there that I can rest assured, and you can rest assured out there, that the authorities are involved, because after the teacher was sentenced to 15 to 30 years, all of a sudden the victim's family came under fire. His garage was smoke bombed, fire bombed, the such. And also five, I believe, out of the six teachers, five or six of the teachers that had actually seen what took place with this little eighth grader that was actually violated by this Neil Erickson, this pedophile, they actually stood behind the teacher, friends. And when I seen that, I said, rest assured, the authorities are behind these attacks on the family. They're trying to cover something up, and that's exactly what's going on. Right after I did that radio show, I said to myself, I almost wonder how they're going to hit me next. And the very next day, CBS News came after us, WCCO in the state of Minnesota here, who we actually put on notice. Folks, when you get as many threats as you get, as many incessant attacks as this ministry does, or speaking on the issues that we do, you have to put people on notice, and you also have to have some pretty high-powered attorneys around your ministry, in which we do. I trust God first and foremost. Yes, I do. But I also need to let these people know that we're not playing games. But in saying that, yesterday at the Minnesota State Fair, our team, it came under attack by WCCO, an affiliate of CBS, and I got Chase online right now. Chase, can you go ahead and share with our listeners as to what took place yesterday?
Yeah, well, we're set up here at the State Fair, and we got our booth right outside the merchandise mart. We're just doing our business, passing out gospel tracts and everything.
Dan Patch and Cooper.
Say it again?
Go ahead.
Dan Patch and Cooper.
Oh. Yep, Dan Patch and Cooper. And a reporter came up with a camera and started asking us questions. You know, right off the bat, you could feel it's like they're trying to find a chink in the armor, like trying to find some way to slander or throw something at us just to kind of distract from what we're doing out there. We're just passing gospel tracts out to kids and distributing materials. But they started asking questions about Have we gotten any bad response? Have we gotten any hate letters? Have we gotten anybody complaining about us or anything? They said they got reports about stuff that being wrong. When most of the response we've gotten on here has been great, actually. We've gotten a lot of a good response from the people. It's
really let me lay the premise really quick. Gay marriage illegally passed in the state of Minnesota here, friends. We have a guy named Mark Ritchie who is the
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, who's he's a known communist, and along with voter fraud in the state of Minnesota, I think we got the highest cases of voter fraud in the country. And what happened is, once they actually passed the illegal agenda called homosexual marriage, which I don't believe it legally passed in any sense of the word, but when that took place, that emboldened them, because we've been out at the Minnesota State Fair for 8 years now. This is the eighth year. And it's interesting, yesterday Chase was out there with the street teams at the table at the Minnesota State Fair, and he said people were coming over taking pictures. I said, well, do this. Get your camera and start filming them while they're taking pictures of you, because all of a sudden this takes their sword and puts it back into your own hand. They don't like that. Go on. Proceed.
As we're sitting there talking to them, they're still trying to find some kind of chink in the armor. They just kind of sat by the side because we're not there to answer questions for the media. You know, we're out there to reach out to the people.
Amen.
They just kind of sat next to the stand, and they called into the office and did their little piece. I think that some of that was on the report that they did. Not much of it, but some of it. And basically, they put together a little piece of free advertising for us. They just kind of showed everybody what we're all about, you know, and showed us passing out gospel tracts to a bunch of kids who need them. So
they're
really good out here. We got a lot of good response and a lot of great people. So.
Now, I did last night go online really quick to CBS and WCCO. Again, this was a hit piece on my ministry, friends. I'm the Sons of Liberty, and you can run international.com. And what we basically did is, right after they did that, I wanted to see what the response was. And at that time, there was about 18 responses, and there was one negative response. See how this works, friends? They attack, let them attack. And when they attack, Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto him. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let them crucify, friends. Because what they did is about a 2.5 to 3 minute free piece that would have cost the ministry $75,000. Just to show you how this works, they did a free ad for us. They said one booth, there's 1.7 million, listen carefully, 1.7 million visitors to the Minnesota State Fair, and they highlighted the ministry right off the bat, and they went to our booth. Well, of course, what they did, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because Jake did an interview with the propagandist herself. And what's interesting about that, we're going to give you the missing information, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and once we get back from this break, we're going to play the piece that they did on our ministry yesterday at the Minnesota State Fair. Really quick, Chase, you got one more thing? You got about 20 seconds to fill it with words, and then we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, well, we've already had a bunch of response. A couple people have seen it, and they were encouraged by it. They came over congratulating us, I guess you could say.
Yes, yep.
But no, definitely come on and visit if you get the chance. I mean, we're right here on the corner of Dan Branch, Cooper right behind us, Spaghetti Eddie's. We look forward to seeing more people out here.
In the state of Minnesota. Yep, so if you're in Minnesota, please do visit us, friends. The Minnesota State Fair. Now, when we come back, we're going to play the piece from the propagandist herself. CBS WCCO does a hit piece on my ministry. Go ahead and we'll weigh in, and what we'll do is,
folks,
if you'd like
to,
give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. These people are exemplifying, friends, how this works. This is how you win the day. You stay in the battle regardless. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Liberty 1-877-807-9977. Friends, keeping the media honest. It's become the National Enquirer is what it's become. No credibility whatsoever. Around the first segment, we were sharing with you how CBS and WCCO in the state of Minnesota here did a hit piece on my ministry after exposing Neil Erickson in Rose, Michigan. And I was sharing a couple days ago on the radio about how this pedophile violated horrifically an eighth grader in that school district. And once the family came back after the teacher, other teachers stood behind this pedophile. And then they smoke-bombed his house, fire-bombed his house. And I said, when that kind of stuff happens, rest assured the authorities are in it trying to cover something up. And yesterday at the state fair, the WCCO and the CBS affiliate came out. I'm sorry, WCCO, the affiliate of CBS, came out and tried to and attempted a hit piece on my ministry. So here's the piece right here. Go ahead and play that, guys.
We believe that good relationships make good business.
Okay, there's some kind of a commercial that keeps pulling up, friends. We'll get to this in just a second here, friends. Sorry about this. We tried this a couple times during the break, and it keeps pulling this commercial up.
We think of the state fair. We think of people coming together, but there's some controversy surrounding one booth. And Kate Raddatz has been looking into that. She joins us right now. So is it true that some people say the organization involved in this is a hate group?
Well, that's what some fairgoers are saying, Amelia. You know, this is the you can run, but you can't hide booth. We had stopped by there to ask about their mission today after viewers emailed us about spreading anti-gay messages. Now, they wouldn't talk about their mission with me, but we did get some information about the rules for political groups at the fair. The group You Can Run But You Cannot Hide has gained attention at the state fair. The group's booth has been protested by some fairgoers after they found it listed as an anti-gay hate group on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website.
Had that happen a few times, but I really don't want to say anything right now.
The group's leader, Bradley Dean, was denounced last year by legislative leaders for making anti-gay comments in an opening prayer at the Capitol.
Anybody who's involved in a sexual lifestyle, anybody who's involved sex outside of marriage, that type of lifestyle, we discourage that because we see that it's very damaging to people.
And we do our best.
State Fair General Manager Jerry Hammer says even if you don't agree with the message a booth is promoting, it's a matter of free speech.
We'll have between 1.7 and 1.8 million people at the fair this year.
I guarantee every one of them will find something somewhere that they disagree with.
Jerry says any political group can have a booth if they submit a registration and pay the fees. The only time a group isn't allowed to have one is if it threatens public safety.
It comes down to how the information is presented.
The group does hand out pamphlets at the booth that state their mission to redirect youth morally through education and Christian values. Now, we reached out to Bradley Dean, the leader of the group, who was unavailable for comment. The spokesperson did want to clarify with me, though, that they think all people are equal and their booth simply stands by their group's stance on gay marriage, that they think it's between one man and one woman.
All right.
Now, I don't know if it's just me. Thank you very much for the advertisement. But, folks,
thanks,
what
Kate.
I want to do is I want to go over to Jake really quick. We're going to talk about the SPLC, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to read my prayer at the state capitol, and I will give somebody $100 cash if they can go to that YouTube video where I actually did the prayer and find what she said that I said during her report.
Yeah, what'd she
I
say?
Will give you $100.
You were denounced because of your anti-gay statements
yep.
during the prayer.
I thought homosexuality was illegal in America.
Well, at that particular time, gay marriage was as well in Minnesota. But the fact is, there's not one word about homosexuality in the prayer.
No, it's almost like they went over and put their arm around a couple, mm-hmm. homosexuals that didn't like the fact that we were here because they were emboldened now because of the illegal act of homosexuality actually being perpetuated upon the young people in the state of Minnesota, because at length that's what it's aimed at.
And that's
so, Jake, what did she omit during that whole interview? Because, you know, during the interview, I know that you were talking about the SPLC, how they worked for the KKK, and how the SPLC website's responsible for people actually going to that website and actually trying to murder up to 15 people at Tony Perkins' ministry in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then when he was busted, he told the FBI, this radical homosexual did, that he got all of his information from Southern Poverty Law Center's website.
You sound like you were listening to our interview.
No, I know it like the back of my hand.
It's the same talking points, just a different day. When the gal called us, our street team members were out there working at the booth, which we do daily against Dan Patch and Cooper, right there at the State Fair. They had the cameras rolling on them, and so one of our street team members called me and said, hey, listen, the news folks are out here. Of course, we've been around with WCCO. They're one of the bigger outlets here in the state of Minnesota. And after the lady was talking to our street team member, she had her call to office, so I just chatted with her for a minute. And she went on to ask me about our group and it being anti-gay, and I said, well, you know, you're out there right now. You're right in front of our booth. Do our street team members have anti-gay T-shirts? Are they heckling gay people as they're walking by? Tell me what you see. Well, I can't do that. I only report. Well, then report on it. What do you see at our booth right now? Listen, sir, I called to ask questions. I'm not the one. We got complaints on our... And I said, okay, so you had people that got in touch with you that said we were anti-gay.
Yeah.
And so my bottom line is there didn't even need to be an interview. She was standing out there. Just videotape us. Look at what we're doing. Look at her information. Go grab the stuff. You can take some of it if you'd like. She didn't want to do that. So
no,
she commenced
she didn't
to ask
want to
questions.
Do that, Jake, because it wasn't what she was looking
That's
for.
That's right.
Yes.
And so she commenced to ask questions. I didn't see any of these people who said we were anti-gay on this particular newscast either. They didn't talk to any of them. Nobody was there. So I'm wondering if these people even exist. Hint, hint, wink, wink. You see the table. What do you see them doing? She bypassed that. Then she brought up, you guys are on a website called the Southern Poverty Law Center. At first, she couldn't even remember the name of it. So I had her repeat it to me because as we were going live, she had her little cell phone there and the camera was on it.
Hey, Harold, what was the name of that? A Southern Poverty Law Center.
Harold just happens to be the complainer,
yes,
and he's
right.
holding the camera,
yes.
right? I'm just insinuating that he probably works there. The Southern Poverty Law Center, I said, well, if we are on their list, I know it. One time we were. I knew that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened since
FRC.
Wait.
We're on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list because, if you remember right, in Dunkerton, mm-hmm. Iowa, you'd actually ask the children, the young students in that public high school, if they thought this was a healthy lifestyle. And Elton John said, in essence, you can go ahead and have sex with anything, but you draw the line at goats.
Yep.
Well, the homosexuals got involved and called us haters, bigots. The ACLU got involved, and it's interesting how they disappeared. Mm-hmm. We went back to Dunkerton, Iowa, confronted the issue, and by the way, friends, they did not expect that.
Well, as she brought up Southern Poverty Law Center, I said, are you referring to the website that has a list of Christian groups, pro-family groups that a majority of America backs and is behind, one being Family Research Council?
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman went to that website, the Southern Poverty Lawsuit, speaking of hate, and walked into their building because he saw their name, their organization's name, their ministry's name on that website and wanted to murder people. And then when the FBI questioned him and asked him, how did you find out about this organization? He point blank said the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he had a list of names on that site. So I said, we have never advocated murder. We have never advocated hate. But that website obviously does. So if we're at the end of their hate, then maybe I need to be concerned for our employees and for our office. And folks, those things have legitimately happened to our office. I'm talking about the threats. I'm talking about people calling. I'm talking about people emailing and making serious threats against the lives of the ministry and those that are in the ministry here. Right. So that didn't work for her. So she scratched off of that one. And then she said, well, then what is your mission? What do you do? And I said, you can grab a flyer right off the table. Our mission is to redirect our youth morally and spiritually through education, media, and the Judeo-Christian values found in the U.S. Constitution. We promote family. Now, everybody knows, and everybody listening, I said on there, and this is what, of course, they edited, in order for a human being to exist, you have to have a mother and a father. That's just common sense.
Yeah.
That's bedrock to society.
Southern Poverty Law Center spokesman Mark Potok said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Mark Potok said, I want to say plainly that our aim is in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them.
Yep.
It's totalitarianism from A to Z, friends. You point the finger, you blame the people for committing a crime that you yourself are guilty of perpetuating.
And that's why they had no issue with the guy who walked in with a gun and started capping.
Of course.
Because they just didn't care.
Didn't
they
hear much about
up.
That, did you?
Nope, not at all.
Criminal Eric Holder,
preacher
and they
came
didn't
up,
say anything about it. Criminal in the White House didn't say anything. About, of course, because it doesn't work for him.
Now, if a Christian came up and said, just to show the contrast, and you all know this, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but if a Christian was to say, I am on earth, point blank, to destroy sin. What would they say? Oh, well, the preacher wants to go murder people. He just
He's
said it. I
want
to destroy
it. Right. He's a domestic terrorist.
You're using the Bible as a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, you even go back to Trotsky back under Stalin's regime back in the 30s. They came up with words such as racist, and they would use the word racist to browbeat dissenters.
Yep,
and so you have... there's no other way, folks. Dull, insensible defines out what word.
Yeah.
Stupid, Webster's 1828. And in this particular case, stupidity, immaturity in reporting. But I just want to say to CBS and WCCO, we do appreciate the free airtime and the advertisements for that one booth called You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. And by the way, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about SPLC really quick. I'm going to recite the prayer that she said that I was making anti-gay remarks on. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to actually show you what took place in the Minnesota area through professional homosexuals, okay? Just to show you what this is all about. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on
Bell Street on the Restaurant and Event Center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it. And it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Mike, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-8077. I'm sorry. 1-877-807-9977. Now, friends, here's the deal. We're trying to show you through demonstration how this works. And what we're doing is we're actually taking the sword out of the media's hands and we're actually pointing it back at themselves, holding them accountable for the things that they have said. Because, friends, 99.9% of the time, and I'm not even exaggerating the numbers, they contrive, they fabricate their information. It is misinformation. And we've been talking over the last couple segments over what CBS and an affiliate here in the state of Minnesota, WCCO, did yesterday at the state fair when they put a hit, and really what it is, a hit piece out on the ministry. And we look at it as a positive. Most people look at it as, oh, we better pray Jesus to bring forth peace. Well, let me tell you, this is how it works to bring forth peace, but you have to bring it back into the enemy's camp and hold them accountable for the things that they're doing. Right before the break, I'd given you a quote, Mark Potok. A homosexual went and started taking pictures of our booth yesterday, and they started citing Southern Poverty Law Center as if to say if there's some credible source, which in fact they are not whatsoever.
Incredibly criminal.
Incredibly, yeah. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on, said Mark Potok, spokesperson for SPLC. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. See, but what they're doing, friends, is they're calling you a hate group for standing up and agreeing with the Constitution and the family and God's Word. And first and foremost, we're not on the defensive whatsoever. I'm on the total offensive, and I'm going to get back to it in just a second here. And I'm going to tell you why exactly we are out there doing what we're doing and exposing the homosexual agenda for what it really is, friends. But before I do that, go ahead, other guy.
I was just going to say, if you want to watch this video, you want to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, what is posted there is a great video on Southern Poverty Law Center. It just dissects and exposes that organization for what it is. And then also Bradley's Prayer That Rocks the Capitol. You can literally watch and listen to the audio. And Bradley has made a wager on anybody who can find anti-gay remarks in that prayer. We will give you $100.
Yes.
$100 right bill.
Today.
I had somebody actually just comment on it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Said, what anti-gay comments?
Thank you.
Sounded more like anti-administration comments, very enlightening comments. And then another woman said, where is the comment?
There isn't a comment.
Another person said, not anti-gay, just anti-Obama, and rightfully so. And Ginger said, if we say it or label it, it must be true, right? Well, that's what they're trying to do, is give credibility by making a statement that is completely wrong.
And I did a little homework on their website, and I found out there's about 139 this morning responses. Again, a bunch of catfights going back and forth, a couple homosexuals involved, misquoting, and where they're getting their information from is Rachel Maddow. Friends, for those that don't know, we are suing Rachel Maddow on MSNBC for $50 million for defamation and false light concerning my ministry. From a couple years ago, we were in Washington, D.C., and I was actually shouting from the rooftops before I understood what the homosexual agenda was about. They began to attack me, and what I did is I said, hey, listen, the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America. And they are. They have no business calling for the execution of anyone. This isn't their business, right? Also, Rachel Maddow thought it'd be really cute to pick it up and say, you know what, in so many words, omit 1 minute of my radio program and try to turn it that I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexuals. At the end of her first report in 2010, she says, well, Bradley's not really calling for the execution of homosexuals. She knew that's exactly, well, he, she,
she hasn't decided.
Shim said, well, Bradley doesn't really know, or Bradley's not really calling for the execution of homosexuals. Shim knew exactly what I said. Well, she thought it'd be really cute a year later, right before my prayer that I'm going to play for you in just a second here, to actually bring forth that, resurrect that piece that she did a year prior and say, like Michelle Bachmann, Bradley Dean is calling for the upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars against the gays and the Christians, of course, because the Christians and conservatives weren't doing enough to kill the gays and the lesbians. After she did it the second time, I started getting death threats. I'm like, folks, you need to understand what you're dealing with. When you're looking at the homosexual agenda, gay marriage, this administration, folks, by you tolerating their lawlessness, I want you to understand something. By you tolerating their lawlessness, you are moving the seat of violence closer to your front door. I just want you to understand that. Without you dealing with it, evil will prevail, and rest assured, evil is prevailing against you through your apathy and your, well, your
lack of action.
In every sense of the word, friends, is really what it comes down to. So I'm going to play the piece really quick, and this was my prayer that I did at the Minnesota State Capitol. I understand yesterday you had a caller call in, and actually he was the first one to see it. Well, he actually just seen the prayer.
The prayer right at the Capitol.
I need to listen to that radio program, and I'm sorry that I haven't yet. But it's interesting that, and by the way, this is actually available for you, friends. It's called the prayer that rocked, what is it called?
The prayer that rocked the Capitol. It's on Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. We're actually doing it for 25% off. But if you call into the show, we give it to you as a complimentary gift. You want to call in at 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977.
This is the prayer that rocked the Capitol.
Prayer by the chaplain.
$100, friends.
When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold, and when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. It sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam and, Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
As every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name.
Now, right after that prayer, friends, what they did is they put me on.
Chaplain for days, Reverend Brad.
I think it was within 10 to 20 minutes, I was on over 2,000 outlets as an anti-gay preacher. I said not one word about homosexuals. Not one. Not one word. See, and this is how they push their propaganda on you, the people. They try to set people up. They try. Look at Zimmerman, friends. They've been pushing racial wars through Zimmerman. Remember how they tried to say that he was a white man, and then they found out he was Mexican? But they kept pushing it anyways. Then they got off the topic of him being a Mexican. They just wanted you to believe the first report. Yeah. By the way, Zimmerman is now suing MSNBC. Friends, this isn't about suing anybody. This is about justice, which is the guardian of liberty. This isn't a game. These people mean to destroy your country. The homosexuals are stupid enough to be used as a political battering ram for Sharia law. I faithfully warned the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for their execution. They have to date, yet to date, my friends, to call the Muslims into question for what they are advocating. This administration is using the homosexuals through gay marriage and the homosexual agenda only to be used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. John Adams, second president of the United States, rightly said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Just look to Canada." Now, friends, let's bring it to the state of Minnesota here. William Jacobs, now accused of molesting 18 boys. The former Minneapolis Park police captain was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy. Then prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. Now Hennepin County prosecutors say they have 17 other witnesses ready to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. Why are we out there? What are we protecting? We're protecting our posterity from pederasts. Those that are laying for little boys. And what do you have the state-run media doing? Trying to cover them. Why is that, friends? Attorney Aaron Bibber was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Why? By the way, Bibber was a high-profile attorney here in the state of Minnesota because he raped his little boy's best friend. Why are we out there? Be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I've been talking about how CBS and WCCO did a hit piece on my ministry yesterday at the Minnesota State Fair of all places, friends. And because of them, guys, I'm getting Twitter responses. Jake's getting Facebook responses. Phone lines are wide open for you, friends. I don't know why we feel safe that way. 1-877-807-9977. You can go ahead and give us a call. Weigh in. Give us your thoughts. Judge John Martaw, Chief Magistrate of the New York City Criminal Court, has said homosexuals account for half the murders in large cities. Post Tribune, 18th December 1992. Why are we out there? I mean, just forget about the NEA, National Education Association, with the Homosexual Caucus. And that wasn't good enough. Now they have a Drag Queen Caucus. Captain William Riddle of Los Angeles Police says 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals. Post Tribune, 18 December 1992. 37% of homosexuals engage in sadomasochism, which accounts for many accidental deaths. In San Francisco, classes were held to teach homosexuals how to not kill their partners during sadomasochism. Can you say sick, friend? Dr. E. Fields, is a homosexual activity normal? Marietta, Georgia. About one-third of all sexual abuse cases among children are committed by homosexuals, and about half of all such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. Psychological Reports, 1986, 58, page 327 through 37. 41% of homosexuals say they've had sex with strangers in public restrooms. 60% say they have had sex with strangers in bathhouses. 64% of these encounters have involved the use of illegal drugs. Dr. E. Fields, is homosexuality activity normal? Marietta, Georgia. 50% of the calls to a hotline to report queer bashing involved domestic violence. Homosexuals beating up on other homosexuals. That was in the Newsweek, 4th of October, 1993. How come we don't never hear about this kind of stuff, friends. I mean, we're trying to normalize crime. I mean, and by the way, what did the Lord say? I don't care about it. These are the stats from ignoring what the Word says. He didn't call it sin, friends. He called homosexuality an abomination. And there's those that want to spit against heaven and dare his justice. 33% of homosexuals admit to minor adult sex. Family Research Institute, Lincoln, Nebraska. The motto for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, is sex before eight, before it's too late. You can hear that during homosexual pride parades. By the way, go back to Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, who also said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Of course it is. It's totalitarianism. Blame others for the crimes you're perpetuating. Also keep in mind that this is Obama's appointed safe school czar, who wrote the book to a forward to a book called Queering the Elementary. Are you kind of starting to vibe with me here a little bit, friends? Homosexuals commit about 33% of all reported child molestations in the United States. Let's go to Harvey Milk. Remember that? Remember the kid that he was violating? The minor
17-year-old?
Yeah, it was 16.
Oh, 16.
He was actually a minor that he was violating who committed suicide. Remember was it last year, Larry Brinken, a homosexual icon, was busted with horrific child pornography, a little black 1.5-year-old girl. He emailed back, let the little bee have it. Friends, you're not dealing with, this is why the crimes were so strict against homosexuality, friends. Okay, but here we are, and we have the press protecting these people. Why? Because they're selling their souls. And what they don't realize is they're selling their nation out to judgment. The last two stages that a country takes before God judges that country, homosexuality and abortion. And here we are.
Child sacrifice.
Yep.
And then homosexuality. If you look at those stats, you read off a couple of them. I'm going to list three of them. Half of the murders in large cities were committed by homosexuals. 33% of child abuse cases were committed by homosexuals. Half of the foster children molestations were done by homosexuals. Now, consider the amount of homosexuals that exist in America. Is it between 1 and 2% possibly?
Yes.
1 and 2%, yet they account for half of the murders in large cities, one-third of the child abuse, one-half of foster child abuse.
Good point.
Now, that shows how astounding, and this is where it goes right back to Scripture. God did call this an abomination. When a person's mind has gone to that extent of committing an abominable act, sin, it shows what else they're capable of. Crime doesn't just follow as one thing. The police chief that you cited before, I think it was Riddle or something like that.
Yep, William Riddle.
He had molested a boy. And then they went to his house and found all this child pornography. Of course!
Always.
Because it has to start there. Committing molestation against a minor, especially in this case where it's a man and a boy, you don't just all of a sudden wake up one morning and think about that.
Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. They love between, this is what it says, the love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality. Yeah. At least 20% of homosexuals approve of homosexual acts between children and adults. San Francisco Sentinel, 27th March 1992. For some reason, it was still safe back then to warn people of the crimes of the homosexual communities. Now they got people believing that, there's nothing wrong. Everything's okay.
Yep.
You know, and here you have men trying to act like women and women trying to act like men. And speaking of which, we have something called Avengers, the lesbian Avengers out of Washington, D.C., their motto is 10% is not enough, recruit, recruit, recruit.
The lesbian Avengers.
That's what they're called.
Wow. Yeah. Do they, like, wear tights and have capes?
And they do.
And I'm not trying to make it a joke because it's not funny at all, because when I consider, for example, we just posted on Facebook on Sons of Liberty, David Barton explains how Common Core poses a serious problem for the future of the Republic. Somebody commented on that. They said Common Core is now teaching kids incest and pedophilia as innocent and tender love.
Yep.
It's not even a slippery slope, folks. As a matter of fact, David prayed that his enemies would fall in slippery places. We have become now as a society that will tolerate this. It will continue to press forward.
It will never be
our kids.
It will never be tolerated by parents.
No.
It will never. You cannot.
You can't do it.
Normalize, dude. You're not going to be able to do it. Society
will never accept
it. No way.
That's why they need force to be able to cram
it. That's what they're doing. We go back to totalitarianism. Yep. Folks, if you look at everything that we've done on this radio program, we have taken you line upon line, precept upon precept, showing you things literally before they're coming to pass. Mm-hmm. Incrementally showing you, and now 2 years later, we're in the middle of what we've been trying to warn people of.
Yep.
I don't understand it. Folks, listen to this right out of their mouth. Homosexual and gay rights leader, let's not fall for that rights friends. They don't have rights given to them by God. Mm-hmm. Homosexual and gay ringleader Allen Ginsberg said, naked kids have been a staple of delight for centuries for both parents and onlookers. So to label pedophilia as criminal is ridiculous. Yeah. See, folks, they're telling on themselves 24/7.
And who's saying it a criminal? Somebody's obviously guilty of this very crime. If you have right now, and I said this to the reporter the other day, and she played on there that I said that we believe that homosexuality is damaging. That's not all I said. It's sin, and it's wrong according to God. That's why it's wrong.
Let's take it a step further, though, Jake. He didn't call it sin. He called it an abomination. He took it a step further. And when you look at what he said in Scripture, he said Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. In other words, he was saying, don't even go there. Don't even go there in thought. Don't even try it, because when you look in Scripture, you can't find that in Scripture anyways. Why? Because it was unthinkable.
Yeah, for the little kids.
It was unthinkable. I mean, like we said yesterday, Jake, you got to feed that monster.
You have to. You don't wake up with this.
No.
It's not a natural inclination.
Not at all.
And so then she asked the question, is a gay person, this reporter, is a gay person equal with a straight person? And I said, well, our Constitution defines that through the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. But now when you make choices, if you break the law, you're no longer protected by the law.
That's like looking at someone and saying, okay, so we have a sinner and we have one saved by grace. Mm-hmm. One's going to hell and one's not. And God gives us strict orders to deal with people that commit such crimes in this life.
For the innocent's sake.
That's exactly
for society's
that is
sake.
A mercy to
that's
society.
Right. That's why law is love, because law protects.
I mean, these people, they got to be sitting back thinking to themselves, these people are really falling for this.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we sat down with Joseph Farah, when was it, last year or the year before, he had said that up until, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, the GLBT community was shocked. Nobody wanted to touch gay marriage because they said never in a million years would America embrace that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden when they did, they were so puzzled, scratching their head, that everybody jumped on the wagon really quick because they couldn't believe it.
Well, they got their
actually talk about it?
They got their homo in office,
right? They got their gay president.
That's right. So they got their homosexual in office that says, you know what, let's go for this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, listen, folks, come on. I mean, you guys got to see Jeremy Corsi's article on the homosexuality that's connected with the White House. It's pretty astounding. And by the way, it didn't start with him. Go back, go into the Bush syndicate, go all the way back, and you'll begin to see where this began to infiltrate the White House. We have something called the Boys Town from the Oklahoma, which took place in the 90s.
Nebraska.
Where, the priests were taking little boys, orphans, and they were actually selling them into prostitution rings so they could actually entertain pedophiles in Washington, D.C. And then you'll begin to see when Reagan was president, this is when it started to infiltrate into the White House. Not saying that Reagan was guilty of anything. I'm just saying that's when it began.
He had the only task force against it, actually, with Jimmy Threesman and those other people.
Folks, we're going to come back with Hour 2, and let's talk about Southern Poverty Law Center really quick so you can understand who these criminal organizations are. Be right back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121.